Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32. I'm going to be reading you a story from Lush Stories by Elizabeth S., and she published this story on November 12th, 2019. This story is called The Parking Lot, and it's a true story based on her experience. I was on my way home from work, and as planned, stopped at the grocery store to pick up a few things. Apparently, everyone else in the world decided to do the same thing because the parking lot was full, so I had to park near the back of the lot. When I came out of the store and got back to my car with my cart, I started unloading and putting the things in the back seat, as I noticed a man sitting in the car that was parked right next to my driver's side. From where I was standing, I could tell he was reclined back a little bit, so I thought he was just sleeping or something. But I could see his body kind of moving in a shaking motion. I emptied my cart, shut the door, and took my buggy back to the return area. When I came back, I was walking to my driver's side door and slowly trying to look to see if this guy was okay. As I got up by his passenger window, I could finally see him enough to tell he was just fine. In fact, the motion his body was making was because he had his pants open and was pumping his hand on a surprisingly large erection. I was very shocked at first and kind of froze, and then was afraid that he realized I saw him. But when I looked at his face, his eyes were closed, and he didn't know I was standing there. Immediately, I thought to myself, you can just get in your car and leave before he notices you. But there was something so shocking and mesmerizing seeing this man doing this thing right here in the parking lot. I couldn't stop watching. I looked him over again, and he was actually quite attractive. Dark hair and complexion, a blue button-up shirt with tan dress slacks. His car was a BMW, and from the way he was dressed, he was clearly a well-to-do professional. I had only been watching him for a few seconds, but I could already feel it evoke something inside of me, sparking something that was sending a shiver through my body. Perhaps the riskiness of what he was doing, or the taboo feeling, or the thought of getting caught. I could feel the nervousness building in my body as well, as I kept looking around to see if anyone was close, or could see me standing there looking in his car. I wasn't the one on display touching myself, but for some reason, I felt like I was the one that was going to get in trouble. My eyes kept going back down to his hand, gripping around the shaft of what looked like to be an 8 or 9 inch long penis. With an engorged head, I couldn't stop looking. I was drawn in and mesmerized as I watched his hand moving up and down. I looked back up his body, at his face, and that's when I realized our eyes met. I realized he was watching me, and I was watching him. I was mortified. I had been caught, and I wanted to jump in my car and leave, but I was just frozen there. He kept looking right at me. The whole time, his hand never stopped moving. It was like he knew he had me now, and he did. Then suddenly, I was startled and jumped as his passenger side window went down. I started to tremble as I reached for the handle of my driver's door, and I heard him say, "Wait, don't go, please." I know I should have just got into my car, but it stopped me as I looked back at him, still trembling from being caught in the situation. He was holding his massive erection, just not stroking it now, but pointing it straight up in the air, daring me not to look at it. His words startled me again, and he said, "I can tell you want to watch. It's okay. I want you to watch me too." I just shuddered and for some reason started apologizing, like I did something wrong, saying, I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm sorry. Even as I was saying, "I have to go," I stood there and I kept looking at him. The reality was, I did want to watch. I couldn't take my eyes off him, and I wanted to see it. I could feel my body starting to respond. I was getting aroused. His words jolted me again. "Come on. I can tell you like it. I can tell you don't really want to go. It's okay." His hand started to slowly move up and down the shaft again, rolling his thumb over the tip, making the head glisten with his pre-cum, then moving all the way to the base as he squeezed it, waving it back and forth at me. My breath was now getting shallow. I could feel my nipples getting stiff against the inside of my cream-colored lace bra under my pale pink dress. I could feel a warm tingling moving down between my legs. Whether I liked it or not, my body was responding. I just stood there, motionless, as I watched him slowly working himself with his hand. I looked back up at his face, where he was intently staring at me, clearly getting more and more, intensely aroused, having an audience. This went on for a minute or so, both of us feeling the growing erotic tension of the situation. I could feel myself subconsciously squeezing my thighs, shifting my weight back and forth in my tan slingback high heels, swaying my hips to brush the material of my sheer pantyhose against the shaved pussy to stimulate myself. Again, I was surprised as he suddenly leaned over and pulled the handle of the door ajar, looking up at me in the window and telling me to get in. I protested at first, shaking my head no. And he said, "Come on, just for a minute. Let me come for you." You know how you know something is not the right choice, but you still do it anyway? Again, I nervously turned, scanning for anyone watching, then stepped forward and opened the door, sliding down into the seat next to this handsome stranger exposing himself to me. I sat there nervous and timid, my arms close to my body and my hands resting on my thighs, my fingertips at the hem of my dress, as I looked down at him. I could now see every bump and ridge of his engorged member, the entire thing now coated in his pre-cum. I could hear the sound of it lubricating his fingers to slide easily up and down the shaft. I sat there, slightly trembling with a mix of arousal and embarrassment, as again, I subconsciously found myself squeezing my thighs to stimulate myself as I was hypnotized by his moving hand. Suddenly, he released his grip from his penis, reaching over and taking hold of my left wrist. He pulled my hand toward his lap as I feigned resistance, but still not stopping him as he said, "You can hold it." He pushed my palm against the top of it, and I instinctively closed my fingers around the shaft, not quite reaching all the way. My breath was shallow and trembling as I felt him pulsing in my hand. I felt myself licking my lips as I began to slowly move my hand up and down his erection, feeling my palm and fingers begin to slide smoothly as they became coated with his juices. What was I doing? This was crazy. I was growing more and more aroused by this erotic sensation, moving my hand up and down the shaft of his penis in the middle of a parking lot, feeling every ridge up the shaft, my thumb slipping over the ring of the head of his cock, feeling the soft skin of the tip. I froze with panic for a second as a motion caught my eye from the car. A man was walking slowly past and looking right at us. There was obviously no way he could see what my hand was doing, but I got nervous. His words broke the silence and he said, "Don't stop. Keep stroking." As if under his spell, I started moving my hand up and down his shaft, obediently. He said, "I can see you licking your lips. You want to taste it, don't you?" Before I could respond, he brought his right hand under my long, blonde hair to the base of my neck and put pressure, moving me to lean over the console into his lap. I protested again, saying, no, I can't do that. I'm married." But he continued with the added pressure, bringing my mouth down toward him. I felt the soft skin of the tip of his penis touch my lips, and I succumbed to his pressure, licking the tip gently, the first taste of him on my tongue, and then feeling the swollen head slip past my lips into my mouth. I brought my right hand over to grip the shaft and started to stroke it, pumping him into my mouth as I wrapped my lips around the base of the head of his cock, sucking and tickling the tip and tasting him further with my tongue. I could hear him letting out low moans as I sucked on the head and then felt his hand move into my hair and the back of my head to push me down, driving him deeper into my mouth, hitting the back of my throat. I could feel my eyes start to water as a swollen penis triggered my gag reflex, but I fought it off and continued to hold him deep into my mouth. As I felt his hand on the back of my head holding me in place, his other hand brushed my hair aside and found the zipper to the back of my dress, pulling it all the way down to my waist. I moaned and squirmed slightly in protest, but there was nothing I could do to stop in this position. I felt his hands pushing the material over my shoulder to my sides, and I felt his hand running over my skin to my back, tracing my spine, sending a shiver through my body. I felt him unhook my bra and slide his hand around the side under my ribs, moving up to push my bra up off my breast and cup it in the palm of his hand. I moaned again as I felt him find my erect nipple and roll it between his thumb and forefinger, sending a jolt straight to my pussy. He pinched it one last time, hard, making me squirm and moan, but still holding my head firmly in place, his cock deep in my mouth. He pulled his hand from underneath me and then slid it down the small of my back, into the bottom of my dress, rubbing my ass through the sheer material of my nude pantyhose. I could feel him lean in to the right as he pushed his hand deeper under me, finding the crotch of my pantyhose against my pussy. I could feel him working his fingers, pushing them into me until finally he was able to tear a small hole. I was already wet from everything leading up to this. With no resistance, he was able to slide his finger deep inside me, making me cry out with pleasure, muffled only by his erection, pushed into my mouth. He started pumping his finger in and out of me, matching the rhythm of his hips as he was lifting them, driving himself into my mouth. I no longer needed his direction or encouragement as I began to bob my head and stroke him intensely into my mouth, sucking in a frenzy as he was fucking me with his finger, driving me crazy. I could tell he was getting close to coming by the motion of his hips and the sounds he was making. He suddenly exclaimed, "I'm going to come. I'm going to come in your mouth." I felt his hand return to the back of my head, affirming that I had no choice but to swallow him. Then I felt him slide his finger into my pussy, ripping the hole in my hose slightly bigger, finding the tight opening of my ass. He rubbed my wetness on it briefly before driving his finger into me. I cried out again as he started pumping his finger in and out of me, making me squirm from his violation. Apparently, he enjoyed making me feel that way and feeling me struggle under his grip. As I continued to squirm into my seat, his finger thrust into my ass and I continued pumping his shaft of his cock, keeping my lips tightly sealed around the head as I felt him drive his hips up and begin to release into my mouth. I was moaning as I felt his hot cum filling my mouth, trying to take it all, swallowing him as fast as I could. As he began to relax, following his orgasm, I continued to suck on the head, squeezing every last drop from the tip, savoring it before rising up from his lap. He looked at me and through his heavy breathing said, "Thank you, that was amazing." I smiled at him, bringing my finger up to wipe the corner of my mouth where I could feel a little bit of him and licked my finger clean. I reached behind myself to hook my bra and pulled the zipper of my dress back up and looked at him and said, "You're welcome. And yes, I was pretty amazing. But I'm going to need some satisfaction too, since you've got me all worked up." I opened the door and stepped out of the car, leaned down into the window and said, "Don't forget to pick up the pizza on the way home. I'll get the groceries put away and I'll be upstairs waiting for you. Don't take too long or I'll just have to take care of things myself." I then got into my car and backed out of my spot, laughing to myself as I thought about how kinky my husband is at all these little games he loves to play.